The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're tuned in to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin'.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs. Season 3, Episode 4. And this was all about Lucky Underpants.
And the mysteries of said Lucky Underpants.
I mean, I've heard of this in theory. I've never seen anybody actually have Lucky Underpants in practice.
It's usually just that TV thing. It feels like people say they have lucky, oh, it's my lucky shirt, or my lucky, okay, great. I don't know. I guess I could say I can't relate.
I mean, I've had like stuff that it's like, yeah, good things happen when I wear it, or it makes me happy and I just feel confident in it. But yeah, I don't have a lucky anything. I do have an unlucky necklace though. Every time I wear it, it's bad things happen. So I don't ever wear it really because bad shit happens. I can say that. But yeah, the episode opens with Miz looking for his lucky underwear. He can't find them anywhere. Best things happen to him when he has them. And well, he doesn't want to get eliminated because he doesn't have his lucky underpants. He really wants to, you know, make sure that he dances well. And, you know, nobody knows where they got to. Maurice is like, WTF, what are you talking about? He's trying to find them. They're not in the wash. They're not anywhere in the house. He can't find them. So, you know, and of course it comes down to, well, what's the worst that could happen? The worst that could happen, Miz gets eliminated from Dancing with the Stars.
It was like 4 hours later.
Literally. And then they're like, he gets in the bottom two and he's in there with JoJo Suiya. And it's just like, he's like, rap. And yeah, they're like, you're going to look back on this experience and you're going to love it, but we're going to save JoJo. And Miz is like, okay, all right, bye. And so, you know, he comes home and everybody's super proud of how he did and how far he went. And he had a lot of fun. And, you know, his mom is right there in there with the triple chocolate cupcakes, which go Barb.
He was like, ooh, are they double chocolate? No, she's like, triple chocolate.
That is a good mom right there. She had those things waiting. And so, like, they're talking about the lucky underwear and they're talking about, you know, how he wished he'd had them. And then Barb's like, were they black? He's like, yeah. She's like, did they have holes in them? And he's like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, I think I know what happened to them. I threw them out. Which I was kind of sitting here when he's trying to look for them. And it's like, well, I know Barb does the wash. So if Barb did the wash and she found a holy pair of underwear, she probably got rid of them. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Or she like used them to clean or something, because it's probably too much information, but that's what we used to do in my house when I was growing up, was like, you know, your underwear and your socks would like wear out, right? And you just wash it one final time and then you throw it in the rag pile and you use it for like cleaning rags because, you know, they're like cotton, so they're good. You can use them to dust and stuff.
Okay.
It's just what we used to do, right? Like, you use old shirts and stuff like that that are worn out and you can throw them away or you can turn them into like rags and then you have like stuff. You don't do that in your house?
No.
Does anybody do that in their house or is my house just weird?
It must be a southern thing. I don't know.
It must be a southern thing because we used to like just recycle stuff and like just would throw it away when it was finally like just nasty as shit. But like, yeah, we always washed like the socks and the shirts and the underwear first and then we put them in the rag pile. But you know,
okay.
It's a thing. Anyway, moving on. So Miz is a little bummed. He's a little sad, you know, that he got eliminated, but he's kind of doing okay with it. And then they start talking about the package and George is bragging how he got his package on the show and he's putting Mike down in it and talking about how stiff Mike was. And, you know, that gave fuel to the fire for the judges. And Mike wasn't too appreciative of that. But, you know, Miz is a little sad because his mom was supposed to get her package the next week. It had already been shot and put together. And unfortunately, you know, he gets eliminated, so it's never going to see the light of day. And Barb is very bummed by this. She's very upset because she wanted it to air, and unfortunately it just didn't happen because he got eliminated. And I like in the stand-up, by the way, as they're sitting there talking about this whole thing, Maurice tells Mike that JoJo was just better.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, she's a professional dancer. She was on Dance Moms? Is that what she was on? Is that what she's known for?
Lindsay, I have no idea who she is.
All I know is she's like Lisa Frank on crack, like in terms of like rainbows and glitter and color and like bows. Like that's what I know she's known for. But like I'm not sure what she's famous for. I think she was on Dance Moms or something like that. And so here you are. But it's all well that ends well, I guess, because we go to the next morning and Maurice is doing it right, man. She's like. He got eliminated. He's a little sad. I'm going to make him breakfast. So she makes him pancakes with whipped cream and chocolate sauce and fruit. And then she made him, I think, either hash browns.
All the things.
All the things. Like a full...
All the fatty foods.
All the bad things. All the bad for you things. She makes all of those for him. Gives them to him to feed him. And he's like, you know, just to alleviate how... you know, sad he is and make him feel a little bit better. And then he goes and he hangs out with Monroe and, you know, he does that. And that was really sweet. And then we get to the stand up where Mike kind of pulls the camera crew in and he's like, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm relieved to be off Dancing with the Stars. He's like, I don't have to worry about it anymore. It was a cool experience. But like, all I thought about was dancing. All I practiced was dancing. I'm ready to not have to worry about dancing anymore. And so he's like, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to milk this for all that it's worth.
He's going to take it all in.
I mean, honestly, respect. Milk it for a couple days. Do the thing. I don't blame you in the slightest. Go ahead. You know, just don't milk it too hard because eventually the cow's going to run dry. And then we go see Barb. And Barb wishes that the world could have seen how much she cares for Mike, which I think we do on the Ms. and Mrs. show, but, you know, she wanted it to air on
TV.
TV. She wanted her package out there and, you know, Mike feels bad. He feels bad. Like, his mom is more upset than he is kind of thing. And so he decides, you know what? My mom is everything. My mom has done so much for me. I'm going to do this for my mom. I'm gonna do something special for her because, you know, she was always there for him growing up. She raised him. She took care of him because his parents were divorced. So it's like if he needed to go to a sports practice, if he needed help with his homework, if he needed help with this, you know, with dinner, you know, whatever he needed, she was right there. She took care of him. So it's like, yeah, I can do this. I can give back to her. I can make her happy. And so Miz starts to formulate a plan in his mind on how he can make his mom happy, which is super sweet. And then we come to the F up of the episode. You know, when you're milking something for all that it's worth, the one thing that you don't do is admit to your best friend, who's also friends with your wife, whose fiance is friends with your wife, that you're not sad about what's happened to you and that you're taking advantage of the situation. So Mike goes to hang out with Ryan Cabrera. They go to have a couple beers, catch up, talk, whatever. And Mike freely, openly, loudly admits that he's not tired or that he's not sad, that, you know, he's relieved that he's off Dancing with the Stars. And Ryan's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, and more so, I'm taking full advantage of it. And Ryan's like, yeah, no, yeah, take advantage, take advantage. Just be careful. Because Ryan was like, oh, yeah, when I come home from a tour and Lexi's right there. And she's like, oh, do you need anything? He's like, oh, yeah, Can you just get my shoulder up?
Just, you know, just rub the shoulder a little bit. Yeah.
Just hit the shoulder. So yeah, it's like, but Ryan warns him, take care because that can come back and bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike's like, yeah, I gotcha. Because he gets a text from Maurice and she has a surprise from him. So Mike leaves and he comes home to his surprise, which is Maurice in a teacher's outfit.
We'll go with a teacher's outfit, yeah.
It's in quotations, teacher's outfit. I actually think it's the one Michelle McCool used to wear to the ring, or it's like it. Probably, but it's basically like a sexy, nothing there pinstripe outfit, tits out everywhere. She looked fantastic in it. She's got her hair up in pigtails, and she's got glasses on, and she's got a ruler in her hand. And she's going to put Mike in detention.
And he's like, get out. Get out.
Yeah. And Mike gets topped for the afternoon is basically what happens, which salute.
Mm-hmm.
So then we cut to the aftermath, which the kids are running around Maurice's bedroom and they're throwing ties everywhere and they're just having fun. And wouldn't you know it, Alexa calls.
Out of nowhere.
And she wants to invite Mike and Maurice to an engagement party. And then it just happens to come up that, well, Mike really isn't that bummed. He's actually really okay with it. And this is where Maurice is like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Payback's coming. Mm-hmm. Payback's a bitch.
I got this. Noting it down. Got it.
He's in trouble now. Mm-hmm. So we go to Mike, where he's trying to film a video package for his mom. And he's trying to get his dad to say something nice about his mom. And George is like, what do you want me to say? That she's nice, that she's a good person, that she was a great mom? I ain't got time for that. I gotta go to the casino. George out. Which is kind of interesting how they're making George a little bit more of an a-hole this season?
A little bit?
Like, I'm not sure I like it, because I feel like, I mean, George is George, right? But I don't feel like he's, like, that much of a jerk. I don't know, though. I've never met him, so it's just, it's different from the last few seasons. It's just interesting to know. Mm-hmm. So, Miz is like, all right, thanks, Dad, but he got his dad at least saying that, and he's able to clip it later, put it in the video. So Maurice asks Mike in the sit-down who's more sad about the Dancing with the Stars stuff, him or Barb, and of course Miz is like, it's me. And she's like, uh-huh. And then we get the family together, and Mike shows his mom the surprise, and it's all the people, you know, everybody in their life, talking about Barb and talking about how wonderful it is, and they play the, he got hold of the clip from Dancing with the Stars, the package that they made, and he added on to it. And it's all of them telling her how lovely she is and how much they love her and how wonderful she is. And it was just a really sweet surprise.
Yeah.
To give to her. You know, Miz is a good son.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it cost him probably, well, I'm sure it cost him something, but you know, it really cost him in the end nothing, because it meant everything to her. And then they get up and they start to dance with her, or he dances with her. And then George is like, well, where's my dance? And Miz is like, well, you can dance with mom. And he's like, I don't want to dance with her.
She can't dance.
And Miz is like, she taught me how to dance. I think somebody's a little jealous that they're not getting the attention. But yeah, it was a sweet surprise. It's like, aw, that's nice, Mike. Good on you. And then the payback comes. Mike and Maurice go out to dinner with Whitney and her husband. And they're talking about, you know, all the thing, how Whitney and her husband like to go to Cracker Barrel for his birthday dinner, because he really likes Cracker Barrel. To where I sat here and I'm like, there's Cracker Barrel on the West Coast?
Who knows where they're from? Because he could be from somewhere else.
Oh, he's totally from somewhere else. And if he's probably from somewhere in the South, if it...
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, because it's Cracker Barrel, and I don't think they're up east.
Not,
I don't know.
Not many.
Like, that's the thing. I don't know how widespread they are. I'm very curious now. Final click on the ad. Live Googling right here on the Rack Extra Reviews. I don't want the menu. I want...
There's actually one in New Jersey, one in Pennsylvania somewhere. Actually, two in New Jersey. So they're on the east. Actually, there's a few up here now. Oh, I think I know someone who runs one, maybe? Or kind of know someone? Yeah, there's a bunch up here now.
Okay, they are out west. Well, I know there's one in Utah because I used to live there, but I guess they are in California.
They're all over. Cool. They've expanded.
Wow, they've really expanded. Dang. Okay. But anyway, they're talking about, like, Cracker Barrel. By the way, Cracker Barrel, if you'd like to sponsor this, we'd be very much appreciated. Ding. Anyway, they're talking about that, and then it kind of gets dropped in casual conversation that, you know, Miz did so well, and they thought he could go to the end, and Whitney then tells Mike about how they're putting together an all-star cast and how the producers want him to do it, that he was, like, one of the first names that came up. And Miz is like, oh, that's nice. And so they're like, hey, you should totally do it. You know, we'll make it harder and we'll train, you know, better and we'll do it all. And then Whitney, like, calls somebody from the show and she's like, oh, yeah, he's in. And Miz is like, no, I really just want to kind of take a break and rest. And they're like, no, you're going to do it. It's going to be great. And then it gets revealed. They start laughing because Whitney and Maurice are like, got him. And they tell him that they pulled down a prank on him about the All-Star show because, you know, Ryan and Alexis spilled the beans.
Ryan's no longer in the inner circle of trust.
Ryan is no... Well, Miz brought it on himself. Yeah, but in the end, Maurice gives him an award for being full of shit.
Best husband? No, full of shit.
No, you're full of shit. And rightfully so. Mike says, yes, he took advantage, but he didn't take advantage of people being nice. I mean, it's like, I can't blame him, you know? It's like, she's gonna do all these things for him. I mean
just let it happen.
There was at one point where he was supposedly going to tell her, and then she showed up in the sexy teacher outfit, and he was like, I'm guilty. I feel very, very guilty about this. Am I going to stop it?
No.
Absolutely not. And I can't blame him. Like, there's no fault there. It's like, you could have told her at any point after, like, you know, hey, by the way, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. Thanks. or that made me feel a lot better. Thanks. You know, I'm kind of on the mend now. I think I'm good, but you want to go again? We can go again.
Right.
But that does it for Ms. and Mrs.
It does. Make sure you follow us all on social media at Rack Radio Show and all social media platforms and wherever you get your podcast, or search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the Rack Live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. And coming soon, another episode of this very podcast as we're catching up on all the episodes.
We are. So thank you so much to everybody who tuned in and listened. We appreciate it. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. And you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition Season 3. We will be back very soon with another episode. Till then, bye!